Mm-hmm. Well, now we're talking about another. On the right side that you have picked up, he is saying, eat from all the tree that you know. And on the other side that you have picked up, he is saying, eat from all the tree that you know. You have to get an avenue.
So this is the people. The
reason for giving you this. We say that the truth of it cannot promote these infections. Every way the truth has been solved, and every way it has been established, there has been the confusion of the social life of the people, the demons of the people. Social trauma, in most cases, ranges in the fact, in the fact, in the fact, in the fact, and also a lot of that has been a tendency on the part of people who have lived to manage themselves and to live in that idea to neglect the symptoms of life. The amazing, not responsible, not fit as possible, not to speak of being economically material as possible, meaning that the movies are the ones with material in this picture. I'm talking about the masses that are following themselves and have to get the crucifix from them. And also, clearly, the religion. So if you haven't believed in the mirror, what Jesus represents what he found in his own temple, then what kind of heaven is there? It hasn't been much of a good job. Now, I would like to tell you one more thing before I go on to the floor. This has been really holding a long time. I will not have a piece of thunder. Not thank God, I feel he's been under me. Now, look, from Jesus to the Lord, in any testament, and I'm saying that my people will tell you, my people will tell you, this is your special need. This is the way I talk all the time. Whatever I have, I give it to whoever's present. And it is my hope that it will reach people that are in responsible positions of leadership for the ghetto, for the masses, for the oppressed masses. And that they will get out of it, and not in my name, but in the name of whatever they believe in, share what they do. That's my only hope. If they can do, think what we're talking about, they have the courage to do what we're doing. They just have the courage to do what Jesus is supposed to have done in causing his life on earth. Have the courage to accept the high
people's monopoly on the treasures of life.
Right.
They are not entitled to that monopoly.
Right.
And we should accept that.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yes. Getting back to the last point here. The New Testament tells us that when Jesus was put on the cross, it was the ninth hour. And he supposedly died in the 11th hour. And this is not again, this is not the apostle. In fact, none of you can be offended by what I'm saying, my fellow women. You cannot be offended by what I'm saying. Not me, the gospel speaking. And my concern is not to injure you or take anything from you, but to talk in the air about it, how to share. Now, it says that on the 11th hour, God is going to die. And we know the church begins its service on the 11th hour. Now, we know that we base our hope in Jesus, who gave his life that we may live. So it was his act of giving himself his own life that makes it possible for us to live. We begin living when Jesus died. We begin living at his time of death. So that we never know. We know that. But let's look at something else. The New Testament says that Jesus and the Father
For we know that Jesus Christ is comforted.
He said, I was a hunger.
And he didn't eat.
And I know they said, he said,
he was talking about his father. He didn't come back. He was talking about his father.
So when he ate bread,
he was eating bread. Then he said, he was his father was eating. And when he left mine, he was there saying, when his father was eating. So when he went up on the car, he was going to say what was going to happen to his father. And when he died, he was going to say what was going to happen to his father.
So when they started on one place, he had to say
something. In other words,
that has not happened to him at all.
So then let's go back.
So in the 11th hour, Jesus around that time. And they called him something. They called him sinner and good something. A herb is a minister. It's a minister. Now, what is another term for minister? Minister is active. And another term for minister in Italian and in Spanish is a speaker. Now, if you think that you want to use an descriptive word to describe something that is good,
can I give you something like, I don't know what
I'm saying, okay? You would say it is aesthetic. Aesthetic. Now, this word aesthetic is a phrase for aesthetic. And it directs the fire to a certain figure. When Jesus said, who succeeded him on the cross, on earth? It was Catholicism, the Pope and Catholicism. And what does that all represent? Asceticism. Asceticism for the heart, for the hierarchy of the church. Asceticism, right? So, asceticism is what killed him. Saying, when he took that, he right away gave up the Ghost. He gave up the Holy Ghost. So he gave up the ghost. Not just life, he gave up the ghost. And he was born with the ghost. He was born with the Holy Ghost. And then when he died, at that point, he gave up the ghost. He didn't say Holy Ghost because he didn't want to change too much. All the disciples with it, the God guided people, they would know that it meant he gave up the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean he gave up the Holy Ghost. It means his honor, his people. Excuse me, his followers gave up the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost left them. And the instead of being having the Holy Ghost, that is the spirit that leads them to the life of the comforter, the second comforter, rational enlightenment, instead of having that spirit of inspiration in them, they were devoid of it.
Right.
Asceticism killed that aspiration in them. All right? Yeah. So, now, dear people, if the cross represents that, and then why don't they say that the Son of God on that cross? Why don't they tell the truth and say that that's a symbol of humanity on that cross? And then I could go along with the church leaders who have suggested to me an alternative. They say, look, don't we need a compromise, man? Say, why don't, say, we don't have any problem. Let everybody put the image in their own image. Let it be Chinese for Chinese, Jewish for Jews, white for the white folk, for the white folk, black for the black folk. That's the way they want to dismiss the problem. That every man is to see Jesus in his own image. If that's a fact, then let's tell every man that that's not God on that cross. Now, number four, last thing. We are finally at the last part before we get to the removal of the crucifix. And you see, I'm cold enough to make it. So that means we might use the first time. The last point is this. In the study of symbolism and how it moves It is correlated or intertwined with man's cultural development. And when we see in anthropology, especially where anthropology addresses the cultural development, the cultural growth of man, we find that man has strained and struggled to bring communication, rational, intellectual ideas, to put them into language that will articulate those ideas for him, and to bring his thoughts, his ideas, plainly to any man. But he doesn't have to take a man and put him in a special school and train him in the knowledge of symbolism, etc., and then begin to educate him. That he could take a man straight from the street and right away begin to address him and educate him. This has been the burden on intelligent communication. And man has had to take concrete symbols and establish them as concepts by which he communicated with his fellow man. Now, we go and we look at another movement that's anthropology. Now we look at another movement, and this movement is the movement of symbolism, and it is found in religion. Man has had a need to see his ideas in himself, and not only himself, but he found a need to capsulize the information that an object has, our principle held. If he were to talk about electricity, he would put electricity in human image, and he would call it the God Electra. The people who progressed the most in this kind of idea were the Greeks, the people of ancient Greece. They had a whole pantheon of gods, many gods, and these gods were in human imaginative form, not real form. But they imagine them as human beings in human form. So Electra was a god. Zeus was a god who was over all the others. He was over all the other gods. Apollo was a god. Apollo was a god symbolizing the main motivation or the main generative force in creation. It was symbolized also as the sun. But Apollo, he was the one who drove the sun. So how could he drive the sun? Well, in this picture of this idea, of this wisdom, Apollo had four horses, four black horses, and a carriage. And the carriage carried the sun. And the horses pulled the carriage. And he steered it. Right? This is in mythology, Greek mythology. So we find that man has had to rely upon human concepts in order to attract human interest. Human beings are automatically, easily attracted to an image of themselves. As we have heard, likeness attraction. You recall that? Now, you know what it was. Now, don't. I know what I'm saying, and you know what it was. Likeness attracts. Okay. So, man is attracted to his own image. So, he gets curious. He's self-curious. Isn't that a fact, that human being is self-curious? The thing that occupies him most is himself. You want to know, why? What is it? But the culture can be orientated in such a way that it will take us from this central concern and attach our concern to this frivolous kind of interest, right? Okay, so man, okay, had to
pick up concrete. And the last concrete he picked up, because Greece was a very, very evolved culture. The Grecian culture, very evolved culture. They had the sciences, they had the divisions of labor, they had highly developed culture, they had everything. Very. Don't think that the past is inferior. The past is superior to most of the communities on this earth. That's a fact of history. Okay. You see, well, did they have airplanes back there? Man, that's not the measure of progress. Okay. Yes. So man picked up different objects in his environment as a symbol to attract the conscience or the mind or the intellectual interest, so that that symbol then will begin to represent and radiate or express other disciplines of knowledge to the society or to the person through the medium of that symbol. All right. So the human being was the last thing he thought upon. That was the last thing he erected, the human being. That was a long time ago. Long time ago. Now, why is there no more need? Is there still a need for it? That's the utility. Again, that's the utility, right? But is there still a need for this? No. Why do we have to say that this was needed? How come this started in the first place? History tells us, science tells us, that it started in the first place because man was superstitious. Even the Grecian society was superstitious. With all of their science, they were developed quite well. But they were superstitious too. They believed that certain phenomena in the external world held bad omen for them, right? And because they didn't have a truly enlightened mind, they had been introduced to materialism and material sciences, but they hadn't been introduced into the human science. And because they didn't have that kind of enlightenment, when the materialism grew, it toppled the establishment. The Greeks gave themselves to material luxury, to material comfort, to material extravagance, and they lost their interest in the sciences, they lost their interest in building up a culture, and they collapsed because of that. Right? One of the nations that fell is called Pompeii. The destruction of Pompeii. You heard about that? Now, the word pompous comes from Pompeii. And pompous means giving too much to extravagance as it relates to luxury, right? You call it pompous. You go in a man's house and he got meat on his couch. Just got out of his room wrong. There was meat on the dashboard of the river barn. And you go in his house, there's meat on the mantle there. And rugs running up and the wall. And jewelry and sparkles all over the place. You say, oh, this guy is really pompous. Pump and glitter. Right? Pump and glitter. So, we understand then that man depended upon those countries because he had not become yet free in terms of the need for him to understand himself, his own nature, himself, his own reality. So man put himself up as an image of himself because he didn't know his own reality. Allah said in the Quran, the creation of this universe is a bigger creation than yours. It tells us that the universal scheme is bigger than man. So don't bring your own image up, thinking your image is the perfect and it holds everything. No, you are smaller than the creation. So if we would put the universe, the galaxy, on the cross, it would be a bigger image, a bigger significance. Oh no, God's Son is bigger than the whole creation. That's not what our scripture says. Our scripture says God's servant is what is meant in the expression God's Son. And it says that none, no creature, nothing can come to him, angel or man, or kin, nothing can come to him except as a servant.
that he can't be absorbed by no heat. He has no heat. And if you understand the New Testament, it says the sense is not equal to the sender. And many other things I can show you for another half an hour to substantiate that. Okay. All right. So, dear beloved people, in our last point, we are saying that the evolution of this particular need, the progress of this need in expression in the human intellect for rational, clear, particular expression, starts with the human concept, of a human symbol, because man had not yet been introduced into the human society. He was just struggling and searching. The Greeks were struggling and searching to understand the sciences of the human nature and the human spirit. And they had not come into the full grasp of those sciences, therefore they tolerated those images. And today, our masses are filled, burdened by an image on the cross, a symbol that is called in Christianity a mystery. The cross is called a mystery. Jesus Christ, peace be on him, is called a mystery. And his mother, may God be pleased with her, is also called a mystery. All of these things are called a mystery. So why should we be burdened with all these mysteries now that science has dawned in the world? And the common man has access to science. And we have schools of higher learning that welcome the common man, and our government has made it a law that the common man must have access to those the schools of higher learning. This doesn't it so counter our interest, and isn't it out of step with the times of man, the masses' growth and development? Isn't it out of step with them to still go back and depend on those primitive savage barbaric kinds of concepts in order to attract man to human, to moral, and to community concern? It's time to put it down. Please help us. For your own sake, as well as for the sake of all of us, help us advance this particular committee and its effort to remove all images that claim to represent, depict, or portray the divine. Peace be unto you. Thank you for your patience. Good to see all of you here. A lot of you have come a long way, driven for 2 or 3 days. Allah bless you. And if you have faith like I do, you know that today was a blessing. Today was a blessing from heaven. This is Dallas, Texas.
Right.
About years ago, we had 117 degrees in this town. In this month, I think it was. I remember myself hearing a report, it was 111 degrees. And Allah made it cool for us today. The sky was cloudy, so the sun didn't beat down on us. The walk you made was in the shade. I came out and felt so nice. I think I want to make my home Dallas. I don't think I can do it, but I don't want to go back to Chicago. I can't think of, I don't want to think of what happened in Chicago during the winter. And this is a very beautiful city. I said in my talk Friday at the Juma that this city equals, and maybe it even surpassed, Chicago in beauty. Skyline and also down here. Very beautiful city. So let us thank Allah for this meeting and for the peace and for the conveniences and for the mild weather, considering what it could be in Dallas in August. Let us thank Allah for all of that, and let us make it our business and right now begin to thirst and hunger for another meeting of this type. At least once a year, we want to invite people from around the country to come and demonstrate their support for one major concern. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
I bear witness this is not a customary move. The title of it is Lion of the Desert.
Yeah.
How many of you have seen Lion of the Desert? Did you raise your hand? All praise the Lord. I just told you were there last night when we saw it for the first time. Those who were not there, you can view the movie tonight. And when we get back to the hotel, tickets are $3.50 for adults and $1.50 for children. And It's already past 8? Okay, well, it's about 2 hours movie, so it's something like this, yeah, but in that movie, to put you understand, it was true, based on fact. One man who had all the modern weapons at his disposal could not defeat a man that was called primitive and only had faith in God. The reason one man was so successful is because he had faith in God. And he also had what the man has been talking about, community concerns. He was concerned about his community. And a lot blessed him because he was concerned with the community. We can echo that and see it in our amen. You know, I heard somebody say, all praises to Allah, these are like the old days. Well, they are like the old days, but we must have a good understanding that these are not the old days. You know, in the old days, we were promoting racism, raising up white folks. You know, that we call black folks. And he may have walked in the home, was blessed and understanding, and in his own heart, took a stand on praise, and removed the racism of his heart, and subsequently removed it from ours. He could have kept that to himself. He didn't keep it to himself, he wanted to share it with us. And because he's been blessed to share it with us, we should be blessed to go and share this with others. You know, before we can take the final vote, the final step, man first got to take a stand. And inshallah, all of us here have taken a stand, and we're going to continue standing for Allah and Prophet Muhammad, and we're behind the Imam 100%. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Our praise is to Allah. Now, there's a lot of people who say they're taking a stand. They say this is the last. This is the fourth we're going to go. They are the last four. Will you come up at this time? Takbir!
Allahu Akbar.